We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishem Nechem Yaakov B'Pinchas Aliyah. We're in Bavakam, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Vav. We've learned that if a shore kills a person, an animal kills a person, so the animal is killed, the animal receives skila. The Mishnah here is going to list a few cases where the animal will not get skila, and we'll explain why. You have an animal, an ox, and it's rubbing against the wall for its pleasure, and the wall now falls on a person and kills the person. So this is an example of where a shur will not get skila, based on the pasuk, Ashur Yisakel Vagamba Love You Must. The pasuk compares Vagamba Love You Must, the death penalty of a person, to the death penalty of a shur. And we know when it comes to a person is not killed unless he kills intentionally. But based in, does not put him to death, rather, unless he kills intentionally. So to Ashur Yisakel, an ox is only put to death if it kills intentionally. In this case, it did not. And therefore, it's going to be putter from skila. What about paying ransom? What about paying kofar, the value of the person that he killed? So that it doesn't have to pay for either, assuming the animal is a short tom. Short tom, as we said, does not pay kofar. If, though, the animal is a mu'ad, and how to become a mu'ad? Well, the animal, let's say, is accustomed to rubbing itself against walls in order for the wall to fall on a person, and this time it now rubbed against the wall for its pleasure, and it fell on a person and killed him, so then there would be a payment of kofar, although the animal is not going to be killed, because remember, this last time we said it was unintentional, so therefore it can be a mu'ad to it, and then the fourth time being unintentional, we'll have to explain that in a moment. So therefore, on the one hand, it's not going to be killed because this killing on this fourth time was unintentional. On the other hand, it is a mu'ad. And based on the pasuk im kofar yishrasta love, that word im is extra. And that teaches us that even though the animal is kills unintentionally, nonetheless, although the animal is not going to be killed, it is going to pay the kofar, assuming, as we said, it's a mu'ad. Now, why didn't we kill the animal after it? We said it became habitual, became a mu'ad. It intentionally knocked the wall down after rubbing against the wall. So this could be explained, as we mentioned in the past, how we had a case of a shor mu'ad that's paying kofar. Why didn't we kill it the first time? After all, it killed a person three times, and in this case, it killed a person by rubbing against the wall and the wall falling on a person. So what we said, one example is it ran away. We didn't get a chance, brought it to court those times, and it ran away. We were not able to kill it. And now, on the fourth time, it's rubbing against the wall, and in fact, we see that this is without kavana. So therefore, we cannot kill the animal. But nonetheless, it is a mu'ad, and therefore, we have the right to hold the owner accountable for at least the payment of the kofar. That's one explanation of the Mishnah. Tosus learns on Daf Mem Dalid that this is not true. The animal here, you're not going to tell me if the animal rubbed against the wall for its own pleasure, then you can't consider that something that's Mishuna, that would follow the rules of becoming Mu'ad after three times. We know that Karen is where something is Mishuna, something that doesn't do typically, something that wouldn't expect it to do, and therefore only on the fourth time, after three times, we consider it a Mu'ad. An animal that rubs against the wall, so that's causes pleasure. That shouldn't be, it should be Mu'ad for that from the very beginning. And therefore Tosus believes that the case over here is that the animal did this for the first time. Our case of the Mishnah is where the animal, well, let's talk about a case where you're going to pay, it's not going to be killed, yet you're going to pay kofar, is even after it does it the first time. Even if it's because there's no tam and mu'ad when it comes to this particular case. Why not? Because this is a case of shein. Case of shein. How is this a case of shein? The animal's not eating anything. Well, if it does an animal, shein is not about eating, it's about the animal getting pleasure. And an animal gets pleasure by rubbing against the wall. So if it rubs against the wall and the wall falls and causes damage, that is equivalent to an animal eating in someone else's backyard and causing damage as well, because the damage is a result of getting pleasure, and that falls into the category of shein. This would be a subcategory, a tolda of shein, and therefore it's going to pay, it's going to be considered mu'ad the first time, and therefore it's going to pay kofar that first time, even though we'll say it's unintentional that it caused damage. So therefore, it's not going to be killed, but the kofar payment is going to be paid. meditate. Then the Mishnah says, Niskavein laharoges habehema vaharoges adam. Let's say you have a case where an animal intended to kill another animal and it doesn't get the death penalty for that, but unintentionally now it killed a person. Or let's say la'oved kochavim v'harag ben Yisrael. We see the animal intended to kill an oved kochavim, an idol worshiper. We spoke about that in the past. And there, the death of that person would not cause the animal to be liable to be stoned, but in the end, it killed a Jew, for which it's going to be chayv skila. So in these cases, the Mishnah says, or in one other case, rather, linefalim, the harag ben kayama. Let's say we see the animal had intent to kill a nafel, a non-viable infant child, and in the end, or let's say born prematurely, and it was not viable, and in the end it killed a baby child that is viable. So the halach is, in all of these cases, you're going to be pater, because killing a nafel, it would not be chayv misa for. In the end, it killed a ben kayama, but it was done unintentionally, therefore the animal is not going to be killed. Perek dal in Mishnah Zayin. Sure, Isha, the Mishnah is going to give us a list, various animals, because of the types of owner that it has, or maybe it doesn't have an owner, I would think maybe they're not going to be chayiv skila, you're not going to kill the shor. If they would kill a person, we'll see based on psukim that you kill the shor nonetheless. So number one is shor isha. So maybe you would say the woman is not as skilled as a man, according to the Meiri, in washing the animal, so maybe wouldn't be liable to be stoned for killing a person. No, you're going to be chayiv anyway. Or shor hayisomim. Shor hayisomim. Here you have we have orphans who are ketanim, and there's no apotrop, there's no administrator, no custodian over their property. So you shouldn't think, maybe they're not mature enough, and therefore the Torah is going to be lenient, and the animal, if it kills under their jurisdiction, is not going to be chayiv misa. No, it's going to be chayiv misa as well. One other point about the shor isha is the Rishonim debate. Well, what is the chiddush then? What does the Torah say? How do I know that it applies? Why would I have thought that it applies only to a man? So according to Rashi, it's based on the pasuk says Baal Hashor, the owner of the shore. And Tosfos says no, Baal Hashor would not assume just a man. A woman can be the owner as well. But rather, because this says shore ish, I would have thought it only applies, the death penalty of the animal only applies if it kills a person under the authority of an ish. So therefore, the Mishnah says shore isha as well. That it's going to be chayiv misa. Then the Mishnah says shor ha'apotropos. The apotropos, this is where the yisomim, the ketanim, after the father passed away, they have a custodian. And maybe we would have thought, since there is a custodian, so although may have killed the person now, but we can assume that it's going to be guarded in the future properly, and maybe we should have some lenient regarding the property of the yisomim, the orphans, and not have the animal killed. Not still an or a shor apotropos that kills a person is going to be killed. Shor hamidbar, here's a shor that doesn't have an owner. Maybe you have thought it has no owner, so we would say, okay, so it doesn't have to. The animal, there's no one who's going to pay, let's say, kofar, because there's no owner. But that the animal shouldn't be killed, that's not true. The animal kills, we're going to kill the animal. Then the Mishnah says, shor ha-hekdesh. This is a shor ha-hekdesh, also liable to the death penalty. Although you'll say, maybe the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't lose out on this value. We don't want the Beis HaMikdash to lose. Nonetheless, if a shor of hekdesh kills a person, it's going to be killed. Once again, there may not be payment because the pasuk says shor ha-ehu, but nonetheless, the animal is going to be killed. Shor ha-ger shemeis ve'ein lo yarshim. Here you have a shor. We know a ger shen is gair kekaten shenola dami. A person who converts, so then he has no real, he's not related to anyone anymore. And therefore, we would say, okay, so his property is now hefker. And maybe we would say because the ger dies and he has no rioshim, so this is maybe like this is considered like it's hefker and the animal shouldn't be killed. So the Mishnah says no, it's going to be killed anyway. Hare elu chayav in misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. Shor hamidbar v'shor ha'ekdesh, shor hager shemes. These cases where you have a shor of hekdesh or the shor hamidbar shor hager shemes, which are like hefker, he believes pturim in amisa l'fish she'ein lahem bailim. They don't have really any owner. The shor hekdesh is owned by hekdesh. It's not owned by it's owned by the entity of the Beis Hamikdash, but no official baal. And certainly shor hamidbar shor hager shemes, after the convert dies, there's no owner. No one inherits it. And therefore, since they're hefker, if they have no bialim, they're going to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to be pater from Misa. Now, the Tanakhama's logic, the Gemara explains, is that all of those cases are included because the Pasuk says the word shor, v'chigach, shor esish, etc. In that context, the Pasuk says the word seven times. So one is needed for itself, and then the six comes to include, and the six other word, the six other times it says the word shor comes to include the cases in the Mishnah. As we said, although we would have thought maybe the animal should not be killed where it's a shor ha'isha, shor ha'isom, shor ha'petrapis, shor ha'mid, and shor hager shemes vein lo yarshim. Those six cases are included based on the extra word shor. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, at least in the cases where it's a case of hefker, the shor hamidbar shor or shor hektesh with his no baal, and certainly shor hager shemes, the lefish ein lo haim bailim, there's not going to be not, of course, there's no payment, but there is, the animal's not going to be liable to the death penalty either.